This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa azwajihi wa man wala wa ba'd. Wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. My dear brothers and sisters, I don't make any claims of sophisticated scholasticism. I don't make any claims of assumed religiosity. I don't make any claims of suffocation from any particular body, ecclesiastical, theological, or epistemological body of Muslim scholars. I am a simple senior Muslim activist, and that means that I don't simply proclaim Islam, but to the best of my ability I try to implement it in my life and in the society for the benefit of myself, the improvement of myself, for the betterment of my family, my neighborhood, my society, and ultimately because I believe that Islam is the better way for the benefit and elevation of humanity. Having said that, I have an observation that I'd like to share with you. And in this observation, you may not agree. You may feel a bit disturbed. You may be tempted to react. I would caution overreaction. I would invite your constructive response or insight, and I would caution against judgment until you hear thoroughly what I have to say. The subject that we're going to discuss, that I will propose or put forward today, in the beginning, it may be a bit difficult for you to understand because perhaps you didn't consider this. Like many of us, we wouldn't know what the back of our head looks like. We wouldn't know what our back would look like if there wasn't a mirror or somebody that could tell us that. Even though it's a part of our body, our anatomy, and things are a part of our lives, but we just don't know it because we're looking at it only from a personal point of view or a limited point of view. My discussion today, my topic today, is called the Catholicism of Islam. Dominance and indoctrination, or dominance and repression. Another way to say it could be indoctrination and repression. Those are all some of the subtitles of my discussion. To better understand our topic, my dear brothers and sisters, we need to read one of the definitions of Catholicism. Because I'm using the definition, the general definition of Catholicism, to mean what is happening with Muslims, what's happening regarding the presentation of Islam, what is happening with the message of Islam in regards to or in the hands of people who have power and influence. Now, studying the evolution of the, and I'm comparing what happened to Christianity, that is the life and the message of Jesus Christ and the early Christians, the life and the message of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, and his early followers. And the relationship of Catholicism to that phenomena. The relationship of Catholicism to that phenomena, that historical phenomena of what happened to the life and the message of Jesus Christ, the Son of Mary, peace be upon him and his mother, and those early followers who were strong and loyal to his message. What happened in regards to the Catholicism of Christianity? When we study that, we can see that another pattern, another social, political, religious pattern has taken place regarding the Muslims and the message of Islam. Now, studying the evolution of the Christian Church, also known as the Church of Rome, and the significance and the scope of both power and influence within the Vatican, the seat of papal authority, we see the following expressions of religious elitism. One, using the resources of the state, the people, to gain absolute economic dominance. Number two, the creation of a pernicious religious doctrine of control. Number three, creating the myth of a divine papacy, that is, someone chosen and approved by God to have authority. Number four, controlling the priests and the cardinals and regulating its religious constituency through the control of the religious narrative. Number five, cultivating the idea of the absolute immunity of the Pope and his church and his clergy from fault, prosecution, or accountability. Now, these are the chief characteristics of the Catholic principle, as has been exhibited through the history and the evolution of the Catholic Church. This is a study of as we can see from the study of history, the Christian elitism and supremacy reveals many blatant manifestations and alignment, blatant manifestations of elitism and alignment to oppression and repression of organized Christianity. Now, I want at this point to justify my terminology of a social, political, and religious campaign to Catholicize the Muslims. Let us simply change the titles and the references with Islamic-sounding terminologies. Let us change the words from Catholicism to universal regulation, from papacy to absolute monarchy or authoritarianism. Monarchy or authoritarianism. From Vatican to the religious scholars appointed by the political authority. From the Nicene Creed to official documents and proclamations or rulings of the scholars. Let's change the word religious repression and political oppression to ideological isolation and annihilation of opposition. Let's change the word economic power of the church, the term economic power of the church, to the absolute control of the natural resources through capitulation and acquiescence of the scholars. In summary, my dear brothers and sisters, in a world of 1.7 billion Muslims, we can see that there has been a gradual and thorough indoctrination through a religious narrative or epistemology which regulates and cultivates a preferred demeanor, a preferred mentality, which tolerates political repression, social oppression, moral deviation, economic disparity, religious contradiction, and a very clear and blatant social and political elitism. This is what I am referring to when I use the terminology and the phrase the Catholicism of the Muslim world or the Catholicism of Islam. Dominance through indoctrination or indoctrination and repression. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I don't claim to be an authority in anything. In summary, I want to say I don't make a claim to be an authority in the religion. I am just a African-American, Muslim, senior social activist who is concerned about the mission of Islam as opposed to the condition of the Muslims. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the guidance. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us in our endeavors. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen the ummah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen its leadership. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to clarify the Islamic message. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to clear the roads of the obstructions in the field of da'wah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to make our Islam relevant in the societies where we live. We say subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.